If General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford don't offer contracts that satisfy enough United Auto Workers union demands by September 14, thousands of workers in Indiana and nationally could walk off the job. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Tony Sandleben reports a strike could cost the companies, the national economy, and the workers a lot of money.
Union workers get strike pay while on the picket lines, and the UAW recently increased the pay they get to $500 a week. Amber Kidd works at GM's Fort Wayne assembly plant. She says the pay is far short of her regular paycheck.
Yeah, we don't want to be out for months at a time, but if it's going to benefit us in the long run, yeah, we're going to stand out there with our signs and we're going to be heard.
One estimate suggests a 10-day strike at all three automakers could cost the U.S. economy $5 billion. Union leaders say they'd prefer to avoid a work stoppage too, but also say it's up to the companies to prevent the strike. Gary Quirk is the president of the UAW Local 685, which represents workers at several Stellantis, formerly Chrysler plants in Kokomo.
If we do strike, right, it affects more than just our people. It affects the small businesses around us. It has a toll on everything, even the parts supplier.
General Motors and Stellantis recently made contract offers they say included around 15% wage increases, well short of the more than 40% increase the union wants. In a video posted online, GM President Mark Royce says the company faces, quote, fierce competition.
But I am confident that we have what it takes to win and win together. And that's why we need a fair contract that both rewards our employees and protects the long-term health of our business.
UAW President Sean Fain called the company's offers, quote, deeply inadequate and insulting in a recent Facebook live stream. Fain has previously said the union is willing to strike at all three companies if they fail to make enough progress by midnight on September 14th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tony Sandleben.